Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. Andrew Himes, A-N-D-R-E-W-S, H-I-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7/29/1964. Date of birth is 7/29/64. Date of accident is 5/9/2022. And date of service is 6/13/2023. The patient has requested today to be discharged permanently from medical care from her own, from himself and also at the request of his attorney. Patient has signed a release in that records. The patient reports that he was involved in an automobile accident which caused him ongoing pains in the neck and the lower back, left shoulder, left elbow, and both the knees, varying from 6 to 10 in pain intensity. And he reports 20 to 30% improvement in the pains. ADLs are affected 10. Kindly review the chart for ADLs, for system review, as well as for additional history, for the substance abuse, and compliance plan. The vital signs for blood for physical examination are recorded as follows. Blood pressure is 148 over 75, pulse is 103, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 5/11/2023, dictation number 0515-010, which is not changed essentially. Diagnosis are the same plan is to discharge the patient today at his request. He can he has been provided the information about to go to see his primary care physician, Dr. Mel Murphy, for high blood pressure counseling, social work, and another PCP, Dr. Chris, was also provided chiropractic consultation with Dr. Sagala, neurology with Dr. Verma, and neuropsych evaluation with and with therapy was ordered in the past. The patient has not availed of or gone. After a difficult time, patients have had he did have a Triton behavioral health which was done on 3/24/2023, and it showed a borderline intellectual functioning, traumatic brain injury, and unspecified trauma and stress related disorder. Apologized. However, very limited therapy has been conducted on these instruments. Another TBI test was done. And that was found to be positive for mild TBI and concussion. The CT scan were done. MRI could not be done due to a bullet in his chest. And in this, there was a facet arthropathy at C23 and herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, and generalized osteoarthritis. In the lumbar spine, there was again facet arthropathy throughout, and the disc bulging at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, along with bilateral ligamentum flavum hypertrophy ossification, facet arthropathy in retrolysis is of L5 over S1. Patient does know about these findings. He chose to have only conservative treatment with physical therapy without any injection treatments. He never came for any injection treatment. At this time, he wants to be released and discharged, which is being done. Thank you.